This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Paula Haller is a documentary filmmaker and the force behind DocuTime, a one-day documentary festival in its 14th incarnation. DocuTime is this Saturday at UNCW's King Hall, featuring 8 films, the longest at 90 minutes, the shortest at 7 minutes. Here's Paula describing a few of the selections.
Well, I'm going to start with the Oscar-nominated film called Life Animated. It's about an autistic child that learns to talk. It took a long time, but he loved cartoons. And one day, his parents heard him yelling a sentence. The first time he had talked, he was absolutely pulled into the Disney world, a fantasy where he felt safe and excited. A beautiful story, beautifully edited.
The next film is Sunita, about a teenage Afghan girl living in a shelter in Iran. She's a singer and wants to be a hip-hop artist, but her mother is selling her as a bride. The music video she made about her situation went viral and changed her life.
I don't want to give it away because it's such a climactic scene, but she talks in her hip-hop cadence about, I don't want to be sold. I don't want to be sold. I am not going to be sold. I am not going to be sold. And she took a chance because she had to go back. Her mother insisted she go back to Afghanistan and, you know, you might not leave the family compound again. Now, we hear about all these refugees, but here's a fabulous face-on-face documentary where we follow just one person and see all the obstacles they have to go through. That's a story that's really interesting. There are others, I'm sure, that have done something like it, but that's why documentary filmmaking can be so wonderful. They can take a profile like that, just watching one person try to make it out.
There are also short documentaries in the mix.
One is called Mile 19. It's about a Vietnam veteran, and he comes back, gets a good job as a postal worker, but he's never settled about who he is in society. And someone suggests that he run a marathon. What I love about him, he's so creative, so animated. And he runs backwards. And it takes like 12 hours for him to run a race. I loved it.
Another short doc is from the Netherlands called The Art of Flying.
Thousands of birds fly and never bump into each other. And they form swarms. And they don't know why. They haven't been able to figure out. They fly within inches of each other and never hit each other. Unbelievable. It's 7 minutes. It's worth watching.
The final film of the afternoon is Song of Lahore, about a traditional Pakistani music group coming to New York. The musicians were invited by Wynton Marsalis.
And they began to play David Brubeck records, and all of a sudden they get a beep, beep, beep here, and then a boom, the sitar would be playing, and the tabla going on the drums. It's fabulous.
These films and more are screening at DocuTime this Saturday, February 4th, running from 9:30 a.m. through 5 p.m. at UNCW's King Hall. Festival founder Paula Haller has some advice for folks wondering if they should go to DocuTime or not.
They get to go to Afghanistan. They get to go to Iran. They get to see a guy run backwards a marathon. I mean, now, come on. Do you do that every day? I don't. They see a young child learn to speak. What an epiphany. I mean, film is a very unusual medium. Why we go to see film in a darkened room is it draws you into a world you would never expect to experience.
That's Paula Haller. Find the full schedule for DocuTime films on Saturday at whqr.org.